Okay, I'm Jane. I am technically the 10th of Mildred and Bob's children, but I am number 8 of the living children. And I came along. I still remember Grandpa. The last summer we were there before he died, sitting in his chair in front of the TV by the big picture window, and we would all go, and he would love us as much as he could stand, as bad as he felt, and tell us stories, and you just knew he loved you. You know, I was only 5, fixing to be 6. I turned 6 that summer, and I just knew that was a man who loved me. And so I didn't get to come back for his funeral because I had just started school in San Francisco. But and Grandma, no matter what, you knew she loved you, whether she was brushing your hair, making you help her kill chickens, whatever, you knew she loved you. And she always wanted you to do your best. And there are still times when I would rather not do something, and I think, no, Grandma Iva would want me to do it this way, you know. Or if I'm, like Barbara said, if you're scared to do something, I always pull deep in my pioneer grandma spirit and do it, you know. And I teach that to my kids. You're pioneer. You are daughters of the pioneers, and you have it in you to do whatever you need to do to make life good for you. And that's, you know. But the fun we had at the farm every summer we went home and got to be joined with the rest of the family and the kids of our age. And it is so special to know that you are of a family. No matter where you are, you belong to people. And that's the feeling that you got there. No matter what, you belonged. Mm-hmm. That was the best. Even when she was scaring you. The best time, you know, like when she took us out to the pasture and we laid pallets out and spent the night and listened to the coyotes howl. And that, you know, no city kid I knew ever got to listen to coyotes howl at night. And she tried to do really special things with all of us.
Mm-hmm. You remember some of the stories she told?
I have a horrible memory. I remember the story of the ball of light following Grandpa home when he was on the horse. And then I remember her talking about Geronimo and the Indians still in the pies out of her window when she would put them there to cool. But really, the whole, I remember bits and pieces. I'm not real good at a whole story. So I didn't get their memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have a story or two about your folks?
My folks, of course, I think they were the best parents ever, but that's the way it was supposed to. Mm-hmm. That's the way we're supposed to think of our folks. But
right.
They really loved we all knew we were loved for each an individual. They loved us individually and as a group, but they knew us as an individual. And I can remember, of course, me and my little sister, we got a different side of Mom and Dad than some of the older kids because Dad had been sick for a while. By the time we were teenagers, he'd been sick a while. So, but, you know, and I don't know if the other people, other family members know how much they loved them. They prayed for every one of their sisters and brothers' kids. They loved every one of them. Everybody who was ever at that farm was loved by my mom and dad and prayed for by my mom and dad. Mm. And I got her Bible, and she has little notes stuck in it. And there's all kinds of notes prayed, you know, so-and-so needs this. Pray to Jesus that it happens or whatever, you know. It's just the whole sense of love, mm-hmm. the whole sense of love. And that had to have come from way up the line.
Yeah,
our family comes from love. Pure and simple.
Yeah.